All right, 7 o'clock. So I guess we'll move right into the work session side of things. I don't have a whole lot for the board tonight, other than I know we have a Connect Life blood drive coming up. I did speak just so the board members know. I know Sandy has been kept in the loop through Barb Moore on this, but Connect Life is essentially following all of the FEMA guidelines as well as the CDC to make sure everything is clean. So we don't, as a town, we don't really have to worry about cleaning, even though we are still going to clean behind them just to make sure everything is disinfected. They will be utilizing the community room, but again, they're going to be doing the majority of the cleaning. They provide their own hand sanitizer and everything, all the supplies that they need. So we'll move forward with that blood drive event since there's sadly such a large shortage of blood in our country. The only other, big update that I have is I put it out on social media, but I wanted to let all the board members know. And if you know any of you had any questions, feel free to ask away, or even, I guess, on the call for that matter. But the Hillcroft Bridge is in a stage where they're receiving the steel girders, and they're over 100 feet in length. So there'll be pretty long trucks coming down Boston State Road and then essentially backing down Hillcroft Drive to place those steel girders in place for the replacement of that bridge. So I put that information out onto social media and the town website. And then once that date gets closer, I'll probably do a code red notification to all the people in the area just to kindly remind all of the local neighbors of what's going on. And Boston State Road will be essentially just, they'll just have flaggers. I did notify the state police just so they're aware, but they'll have flaggers on scene to make sure that traffic is stopped so they can get those. Again, I think they're like 110 foot long girders down Hillcroft Drive. So really, that's pretty much all I have. I have not heard anything more back from Erie County regarding the congregate dining program. We've got the table spaced out per their guidelines, and we sent back the plan. All the community centers are opening up on, or congregate dining programs are opening up on August 10th. And however, we have not received even the feedback yet. We've sent 3 follow-up emails, just we had kind of have a paper trail, and again, no response from them. So not quite sure why we're not getting the response, but we'll keep pushing, try to get that opened up. And then the congregate dining program has been kept in the loop, so the entire nutrition staff knows about that. And the only other thing I have tonight is Erie County Department of Health is asking if the town of Boston would be interested in helping out with an antibody testing. It's something I had opened our area up to, at least to host it going forward. And this was back in the earlier days of the pandemic when they were looking for antibodies, people to be tested for antibodies. And they finally reached out to us and asked if we were still interested. I don't know, if anybody else has any reservations about that, but they're still looking to try to get those numbers so we can try to figure out this virus and try to get our country as a whole back on track. So, anybody have any concerns with that?
Any idea where they would want to set up, Jason?
Yeah. So we would basically kind of isolate them over by the billiard tables. I have spoken to both the senior group leaders, both Carolyn and Bill, and let them know that even if they were able to meet, they have to keep their numbers down to 50. And right now they're saying that a lot of their members just don't even want to, sadly, get out of the house. It was kind of sad. It was pretty sad to hear that. So right now they do not have any planned meetings right now. They have some groups that they're trying to put together. But anyway, while that testing is going on, it would be over by the billiard tables. It would be separate than the congregate dining area, and it'd be something that would help serve the southern tier. The initial complaint that was discussed, we're going back probably a month and a half, 2 months now, was that for the southern tier there were not a lot of locations. In the more densely populated areas, essentially the 400 and north, there were a lot of testing sites. Again, we're going back to density and large groups of people. You start drifting past the south, past the 400, and it became a little bit more sparse. Mercy Ambulatory, the Mac Center, was one location, and Onondaga Community College South was another location, and really that was it. So, I said, our area was pretty well located. We could certainly, draw people from Springville, Colden, Concord, Langford, all those more rural communities, and They reached back out to me about a week ago now, and I told them I just wanted to follow up with the board to make sure that the board was, you know, okay with that. That, you know, if we wanted to move forward with helping out the public in that capacity. So here I am. Does anybody
have any problems?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I have no problems with that either.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll try to. Obviously, what involves with this is coming up with another plan. The county helps out with a lot of it, which is nice. And then, just as a secondary, it really is basically an overlapping measure. You know, that'd be something that I'm just going to ask Sean to do a once over as these events end. So once I get some dates, times, and what they're looking for exactly, I'll be sure to pass that out to all of you so the board has all that information. Outside of that,
Jason, do you...
Go ahead.
Hey, if this is going to be a county event, I think we should probably route them down Back Creek Road on the way to the town hall. Thoughts on that?
The Back Creek Road is. I actually had a conversation last week with the county executive at my association Erie County Governments meeting. Back Creek Road, what? The other side, they were planning on paving or resurfacing in front of Boston Valley. That, of course, got a chip seal coating, and it does not look like it's going to be. Back Creek Road is going to be on the schedule for this year for road maintenance, sadly. So, Back Creek Road, Mark and I had a pretty decent conversation. He sat at my table, and there's only four people per table. You know, go back, you got a 10-top table, which was taken down to four people, socially distancing. And anyway, you know, we sat, we chatted about COVID and other things. And then, of course, while I had him front and center, I did ask about Back Creek Road. And he said it's just a matter of time and money and everything else. And you know, we all know what happens in the world of money these days was lack of streams of revenue. So the reality is they've scaled back a lot of things. And, of course, more rural areas are seeing that by grass not being cut on the sides of the county roads and other areas. And I've already raised those flags with the county highway barns as those complaints and calls come in, and keep trying to work with them. But Back Creek Road certainly has seen a lot more traffic with the detours going down Back Creek Road, and of course that has raised additional concerns. That has raised additional potential claims because people say that their vehicle were damaged, you know, driving down Back Creek Road. So the county's on notice. Conversations. Gosh, Kathy's probably heard these for many years. it's its own challenge. Back Creek Road. I brought this up a couple of years back when I was working with a county executive and Commissioner Geary. It's a low volume road, and that is why it sadly is not getting the attention that we all that live here feel it deserves. But essentially, that's what it boils down to. It's using numbers. Saying that's a low volume road.
Low volume road, but there's a lot of high dollar houses on the back of that. That should, I can't imagine, you know, having driving on that road and to go home, whether I had a big house or a little house, it's pretty rough. So I don't know. I guess keep bringing it up. That's all we can do.
All we do. Keep the torch lit. That's all we can do. Hopefully, I mean, I was ecstatic when Back Creek actually made the list. You know, it was going to be Zimmerman, and once Zimmerman was done, the subsequent year was going to be Back Creek Road. And you know, of course, I pushed. You know, if you recall, back when we first came in, you know, I pushed with Legislator Mills, and we had built Commissioner Geary there, and you know, we pushed. We said, look, Back Creek Road is an area that needs attention. There's a elementary school on that road. You know, there's buses that have gone off the road. Due to lack of winter maintenance and proper care, and the commitment was there. We were on the spreadsheet, and then COVID-19 hit, and here we all are. So we'll keep fighting. That's what we do. We'll keep fighting the good fight.
Yep.
But I can't. I will add. You know, and of course, this is a public meeting, and I'm fine adding this. One of the contractors who contacted me regarding the steel girders being dropped off of the bridge, even he had commented. on the condition of Back Creek Road. He's like, wow, whose road is that? Like, well, that's actually a county road. So, I don't know. Anyway, there's a little bit of humor on the situation. Yeah. You got a contractor that's commenting on the poor conditions. So, anyhow.
For sure.
don't know if anybody has anything else in the, you know, just for all, everybody else is calling in. I know we've got, let's see, we got one, two, three. We have three callers calling in. I don't know who it is. I know Rich, you're one of them. Mike, of course, you're one. So I think that's everybody. But, you know, if anybody else has anything, I know, Mike, you had an event. You have a request to see how quickly we can go through things. Our schedule is pretty late tonight. So if there's anything else people have questions on or want to talk about before 7:30, I'm open. And if not, then I'm happy moving right into the town board meeting. Everybody else is okay with that.
I would like to ask the urgency with missing two board members today. I'm thinking we should maybe wait on some of these larger resolutions, the drainage issue, the drainage resolution. Are you opposed to tabling that until we have the other two board members here to look at it? It's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty significant resolution, and I would, you know, would want to have them, you know, review it as well. I mean, if it's a couple weeks, or, you know, what is that going to make a big difference? Would you have any opposition to that?
No, Kathy, I mean, you obviously you were on that call with Mike and everybody. No, just so they could get started and, you know, hopefully we could get something set up before, maybe rolling before wintertime. But, you know, and valid point, and I'm not against that. Obviously, two board members are not with us tonight for any of the callers that are calling in. They could not attend the meeting, so I mean, we can certainly table it.
I'm just thinking that because I think we should have a lot of input on it as well. And hopefully our highway superintendent could advise us as well. He's very familiar with the drainage areas. So if we can, I mean, reach out to him and try to get his input as well, I think that would be helpful. That would be one suggestion. And I'm willing, as liaison to drainage, I'm willing to work that out if it's something that might be helpful.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, as far as the input, all this is, Kathy, this is the report that we discussed that really kind of starts to set the place for any of the financial assistance and other things for the town. There's really, at this stage, this is kind of like that first step in the direction of at least identifying, you know, our drainage problems throughout the town that have existed for, well, way before I lived here, and you know, hopefully coming up with a plan, because before it's always been either kicked to the side, became a political hot topic, or you know, quite frankly, sometimes just turned into off-road drainage, and then the landowner stuck with it. And give you a lot of credit, Kathy. I know you and I both need, you know, tag team in a lot of these situations, but in certain cases, of course, the New York State Constitution states we cannot spend taxpayer money that benefits a individual or just a small group. So, you know, hopefully with this drainage plan, we can actually take a solid, educated look at what is needed for the community, and then from there start being relatively aggressive on grant funding and, you know, put county to work and try to get some of these things established. So
having a plan would assist us in obtaining grant money, you told me, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, think of it just like this is almost in similar concept to like a math, I'm probably going a little here, but like a master plan, a comprehensive plan, something that encompasses the entire community. But we would have a way, basically what I've done on the back end is anytime a call comes in or, you know, somebody has a drainage concern or complaint, it's under my drainage folder, and then I have the name and the address. So we've kind of have, if you will, like a heat map, and then from there, hopefully we can start to identify ways that we might be able to help certain areas throughout the community while, for the other board members, you know, Kathy and I, the call that we were on, I had invited the Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper and then Mark Gaston from Erie County Soil and Water. And Mark Gaston and I actually both sit on the Erie County Water Quality Committee, which I'm the vice chairman for. And we're just trying to find ways to really nail down some of these drainage issues, some of which, again, have existed for years, many, many years, and just come up with a plan for them and to be ready that, so should a grant come out and they say that we need to have a survey or a study done, we already have that information borderline sitting on a shelf that we can then take that information and apply that towards any potential eligible grants, whether it's USDA funding or grant funding, Erie County, Soil and Water, Erie County Water Quality Committee, they do have certain funds through the county that we would be eligible for. The fact that Boston's represented, any towns are represented on the Erie County Water Quality Committee, say that a few times fast, we are eligible for funds. I mean, it's not going to pay for a complete project more than likely, but we are eligible for funds through there as well. So,
did they indicate any kind of time frame on the report?
Not exactly, no, because it just depends on what they really get into. They're going to have to send their engineers out into the field, assess all of those areas. Right now, probably it's all the hills. It'd be Liebler. I know there's a few residents on Liebler since that was an old logging road, from my understanding anyway. And then drainage, essentially goes back to a couple of the ravines, which over the years, the development of homes, et cetera, have created additional water flow. And then, rolls down to the drainage issue that was down behind the state trooper barracks, which Mark Gaston is working on. That's actually potentially going to be eligible for a agricultural grant. It's been a few years in the works. There's no secret about that. But if we can seek the funds there, that will cost the taxpayer and the town no money, because that will hopefully be fully funded for our. And then partnering with National Grid, which is another component of this. National Grid has been doing a lot of work on their transmission lines through town. That was one of the big things that I pushed for back actually when I first came in. Actually, Rich Hawkins brought it to my attention that the culverts were plugged and the water runoff was flooding certain fields and other things. National Grid initially went and did a flyover with a helicopter down the transmission line and said, yeah, everything looks great. I said, no, you need boots on the ground. You need to come visit me. And I said, I'll take you for a tour and I'll show you some of these areas. So once we got the feet on the ground and people actually on site, they said, whoa, we got a lot of work we need to do. And it's actually one of National Grid's largest projects in the area. They're dropping, from what they're saying, they're dropping millions into this. And actually, residents, as I chuckle, their concern is that it's noisy. I don't know the scope of what they're doing. They don't provide that to our town, but they're certainly doing a lot of work down the transmission lines and hauling in timbers to create areas that they can navigate their heavy equipment to clean out some of these things. So I guess I'll say I don't know how that's going to affect our drainage going forward. I mean, it could be a good thing that it fixes some of our drainage issues, or maybe it's going to open up areas that for the past 5, 7, however many years, we thought that there wasn't a problem, but now all of a sudden the water's flowing properly. And, we might have a new area that, somebody's telling us that where they didn't have water, they might not have water. We'll find out. So, yeah, so you don't have one, Kathy. I don't even know if they could commit to a, full timeline on the study. I'm sure they could give us a ballpark just like any other project, though.
Right. That one parcel, as long as we're talking about drainage, I just wanted to confirm that you talked to an attorney, I guess, saying that just because it's marked easement on the parcel, drainage easement, that does not give the town rights to that easement. Is that what you're telling me?
Go ahead, Sean. I see you moving forward.
I have a lot of emails on Thornwood. I had meant to get through those before tonight, anticipating that that would be a question. I have not, but I will say that I don't know that the town is automatically precluded from cleaning that ditch. To the extent it contributes to highway drainage, the town might be able to clean it.
So we're talking a few hundred bucks is what it would cost. And of course, maybe hour or so of time, I'm not sure. It's not a huge financial commitment, and it helps the road, and it helps all those residents in that cul-de-sac. There's like 12 residents. And I mean, it clearly states it on the parcel, on the deed, drainage easement. And the highway department seemed to think that they put that drainage in, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know how long ago it was, or if that's the case, or just a thought. But it did clearly indicate 5-foot drainage easement comment. Yeah. So that's why he thought, he could do that. So I don't know.
Sometimes drainage easements are private drainage easements, in which case the town wouldn't take action. Like my property, I have a 10-foot private drainage easement that the town wouldn't, my town wouldn't do anything to remedy, but it may be that that is a public drainage easement. I don't know that we've sorted that out yet. I don't know that we've seen any document that says it's a town easement versus a private one. But I will look at that. Tonight, when we're done with this call, I'll go back through the emails that I have.
Okay, that's just something, as long as we're on the topic, I kind of ask about. Thank you, John.
And on the easement up along the power line, this is Rich. I already know that they've been up and took the culvert out that was plugged completely just below Pin Oak and replaced that. They dug it out, put a new pipe in, and recovered it up and stuff, and used the debris that was there, that was sand and gravel, to try to reinforce the road and stuff, so they didn't have to haul anything anywhere. But if you go down along, you're going to see that along the Boston State Road, where the post office is across from Capolino's, has been a problem for years and continues to be a problem because of the 5-foot culverts that they put the whole length of that power line. That is a drainage area that we need to look at seriously.
Okay. Yeah, so for all the board members that weren't on the email regarding the, it's actually an HOA, homeowner association down at the end of Thornwood. There's many different parcels down there. There's a, long story short, I think everybody had the email. I don't think I forgot to include any other follow-up subsequent emails, but essentially that when I went up to the assessor's office, there's no documentation stating that the town has the right of way. And so Mike Simon, when I spoke to him, he erred, obviously, on the side of caution. He said, unless the town has been provided that easement / right-of-way, that's why, his opinion was to wait and to see, or to see if somebody can provide us that documentation that the town had that. Because if not, it probably that easement likely belongs to the homeowner association, has nothing to do with the town. That's his presumption. Because he said, usually if it's a town easement, it's duly noted on the survey, which it was not based off of those maps. So that's how that all came to be, and unfortunately, okay. It's one of those situations that we get ourselves into where, it is what it is. I'm not pointing fingers. It's just, I've heard, back when I was a council member, I had heard that, the town had performed the work down there once upon a time, and that it really shouldn't have been done. And,
we did behind, in 2008, Jason, that's one of the areas that was completely plugged, an 18-mile creek. That was one of the areas that we went in and cleaned wood and trees and debris out to try to clear 18 Mile Creek, because Thornwood was flooded seriously. Those two apartments that are right there on the end that were right next to the creek, those were really bad in there. And then, of course, up above that were the other parcel of houses that goes down, I believe it's Parker, it runs alongside that down to there and right down to the creek. There were two or three areas in there that we had private contractors plus the Erie County Soil and Water that were put out to bid, that we had people, contractors come in and clear the debris out of there when I was the supervisor. So that might be something to look at.
Okay. Yeah, one of the concerns that the municipal engineer had is any digging down in those swales as further than what it already was due to all of the leach beds, is that we have to be careful, especially if the town gets involved. We have to be very careful due to leach beds and proximity of the 18-mile creek bed. So you get down too far, then you start getting into DEC territory and all kinds of regulations. Floating down there, and if it is, we want to protect ourselves and make sure our names are not attached to that. Anyway, that's again, like everything else, if we can do something, I'm all for it. Let's come up with a plan and execute the plan. So
Mike, what are your thoughts for the drainage resolution? Would you like to table it for the other councilwomen?
Uh,
I mean, I see the point in that, but then again, I mean, we're basically committing to the plan so that we can apply for grant funding and have an overall plan.
Which is $10,000.
You know, we've been looking at this for a number of years. You know, it does benefit the whole community. I mean, I don't think tabling it for 2 weeks is going to, you know, delay it that much. But then again, you know, I'm not going to speak for other board members, but, you know, based on the ongoing issues we've had with drainage, you know, the comprehensive plan that we don't have currently, you know, I don't think delaying it by 2 weeks. But then again, I'm not afraid to take the vote tonight either. So I'm a yes vote on it either way. I mean, that's where I stand on it. In order, because again, as far as Connie has told us, in order to receive grants and things, certain components have to be in play already to be able to, you know, to even reasonably expect to be awarded any of that money, you know, let alone have a serious application. So I'm a yes on it today. I'm a yes on it in 2 weeks.
Okay. I'm a yes on it, obviously, as drainage liaison. It would make my life a little easier. just to have something.
Yeah, but it's a good legacy. It's going to be a good legacy to have, you know. I mean, it's one of those things where it's going to reap, the town will reap the benefits of this program and this project for decades. I mean, that's really what we're trying to, you know, set it up on, is a good trajectory and one that, you know, you can build on throughout the years. It's only going to make our community stronger. It's only going to raise our property values. It's only going to benefit us. But, you know, like I said, I'm a yes on it. I think it's worthwhile today or in 2 weeks. It really doesn't matter to me.
And I'll just, I'll just add real quick is that, you know, obviously, you know, Mike was part of this, and, you know, he's got the, he said it, you know, the past couple of years we've talked about it. A year ago, no money was spent in the drainage fund. So the town board created, first time, you know, basically the drainage reserve account, took those funds, put that in there, and that was our, you know, our commitment to the community as a whole, that we were going to work on this. So we had money last year. This money, we have money appropriated in the budget. And so, you know, I guess my personal thought process is that I would use the money this year that was appropriated in the fund, in the town budget, to make this expenditure. And then we would have a drainage reserve fund. So once we start identifying areas that we can take some action on, again, let's come up with a plan, work with the engineer, Bob, whoever the stakeholders and our partners are, come up with a plan and start moving the ball forward instead of, you know, dragging these things down the road year after year and start addressing the drainage concerns. So anyway, but I agree with Mike. I can't really vote, obviously, in a session like this, but I'm obviously committed, I'll say.
Okay, we'll move ahead with it then, if that's agreeable.
Sure. I think it'll help all of us out, Kathy. It'd be nice that when you show up on site, you can say, hey, we're coming up with a plan. Here's what it is. Or we can add a new identified area to the plan, like back and Ripple, north side, south side. Jeepers, when I was out knocking on doors, I mean, there's residents that showed me culverts. You know, truthfully, it is what it is. I mean, they're pushing out of the ground. They've come up above the frost line. And there needs to be a plan to fix those things, because if not, a pipe doesn't drain when the end of the pipe is sticking almost a foot and a half out of the ground. It's not doing its job. So that's what we're trying to
establishing the drainage districts is something that comes later.
Yes. Yes.
That's going to be a tough one.
It is. You're absolutely right. I totally agree with that. Those will be some difficult conversations, and it's just, how do we want to tackle those? Yeah. And I'll just say an individual made a comment once that the people that are at the top of the hill don't really feel like they're going to receive a benefit, whereas the people at the bottom of the hill through our MS4 water district, they're the ones that are having to fill with water because all the water runs downhill. But on the flip side of the coin, you know, we have our very own board member who lives up at the top of the hill, who had drainage problems that we probably could have taken action if we had, you know, kind of a plan in place. So even at the top of the hills, there's low-lying areas that water ponds, and there's the cattails and everything else. know, prove that statement. So it'd just be nice to have a plan, you know, instead of us saying, well, I'm sorry, there's not much we can do. I mean, I guess I've always felt that, why not try to find a way around this? And hopefully this is, hopefully this gives us the tool to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 7:33. So I guess I'll, I will segue over to the board meeting. So it, without further ado, I will call the meeting to order.
Councilwoman Selby?
Present.
Councilman Tartakini?
Present.
Supervisor Keating?
Present.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
She's absent this evening.
Councilwoman Martin?
Also absent this evening.
Okay, thank you. And Councilwoman Selby, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic
for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
All right. This evening, we don't have any other preliminary matters under item number one, so we'll move right into regular business. Under item number one, we have the correction and adoption of minutes from the July 15th, 2020 town board meeting. Councilman Kartike, do you mind taking those?
Not at all. Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I had the opportunity to review the minutes from our regular board meeting on July 15th, 2020, which commenced at 7:30 p.m. I see no errors or corrections that need to be made, and I make a motion that we accept them as written.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Tartakini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number two this evening under regular business, we have the consideration of fund bills. Councilwoman, would you mind taking those?
Thank you, Supervisor. I would like to make a motion after further review of all the fund balance, of all the fund bills, that I make a motion to make payments of $127,167.67.
I will second that motion.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Tartakini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving on to item number three, we have, of course, two items of correspondence tonight. We have a letter from the Bread of Life Outreach thanking the town board for our contribution to their food pantry. We made a contribution to the Bread of Life Outreach as they served and have been continuing to serve many people during the COVID pandemic. So since we don't have a local food pantry at this time, they do serve quite a few people in our community with food, clothing, and other necessary items. So thank you to the town board for helping them out as well. That's certainly a team effort there. Item number two is the 2021 budget prep information. That has been received and filed. All the board members have it. And essentially, myself and the bookkeeper, we've been going through and preparing a lot of the budget preparation information for this year, especially again due to the COVID pandemic. This information is certainly available in the town clerk's office, but it gives you an idea of what we're looking at, where we're at, and again with the forecast budgeting, we're looking out 5 years out into the future as to how some of these budget situations may or may not impact us depending on how these final numbers play out. So that has been received and filed. Item number four is new business, and first item, as always, is a request from the floor. So for any of the callers, I will open up the floor. Please state your name and address if you choose to speak, and you have 3 minutes.
Jay Jackson, 7964 Back Creek Road. Throughout the pandemic, The media has kept us abreast of a lot of metrics and statistics, most of them troubling. Fear can be an effective enticement for doing the right thing, as well as a way to increase Nielsen ratings. When the virus pandemic first entered our collective consciousness earlier this year, the CDC provided the number of COVID cases where the individual recovered from the disease. Sometime in April, the CDC stopped sharing that number. I was disappointed because I felt it was a helpful metric in terms of public morale. A few weeks went by, and I discovered another reasonable source for that number and began to keep track of it on a daily basis. At that time, the number of recovered COVID cases was about 1 in 12, or less than 10% of the total number of COVID cases got well. Since then, as we've been kept informed of the troubling trends, that number has steadily improved. There were a few days when there was backsliding, but overall, it grew. Today, for the first time, that number is now better than 1 in 2. Or over 50% of all COVID cases have recovered. Although the total cases have increased nationwide, the percentage of recovered cases has continued to increase. As you discuss the pandemic, please help share this encouraging trend. We are already well informed of the discouraging statistics. Thank you.
Madam Clerk, did anybody send any, were any residents send any correspondence into the Town Clerk's office this week?
No, Supervisor Keating. The Town Clerk's office did not receive any questions or comments prior to the Town Board meeting.
Thank you very much. Okay, with no other comments, I will move on to item number two, and I'll close the floor for public comment. Item number two is a use facility for the Boys and Girls Club of Boston. There's a graduation party. Councilman Cardichini, do you mind taking this item tonight?
Not at all, Supervisor Keating. We have an application for use of facility by the Boys and Girls Club of Boston. Bobby Wellington, Unit Director. They are requesting the Lions Shelter on Sunday, August 9th. From 12 to 9 p.m. for a graduation party. The setup is set for 12 p.m. Takedown is at 9 p.m. They are not serving alcohol. It is a private party, and it is not a special event. The Town Clerk Quinlan, is this Lions Shelter available for use for the Boys and Girls Club on August 9th?
Yes, it is, Councilman Cardichini.
Thank you. Therefore, I make a motion that we accept this application for use of facility as written.
A second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number three this evening is another use of facility for NESS, which is the Northeast South Towns Waste Management Board, for a household hazardous waste collection event, or sometimes also heard as a HHW event. I'll take this item. I actually sit on the NESS board, so I had partnered with my NESS group, and they'd asked for a South Towns location, and the Town of Boston came into discussion, and so I offered this up. So there will be a household hazardous waste event in October, and more information will be put forward, but the date is October 31st, and it's going to run from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., and again, it'll be for household hazardous waste collection here in the Town of Boston, and that will be handled with the Erie County and their partners to come out and hold the event, and so residents can bring that out. It's going to be underneath the Lions Shelter. Of course, there's going to be no alcohol at this. It is not a private party, but yes, it is a public special event. So more information will be provided there. I did speak with the town clerk, and this the Lions Shelter was available, so I'd like to make a motion to approve the use facility for the Northeast South Towns Household Hazardous Waste event on October 31st.
Second.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carracini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving along. Item number four tonight is Resolution 2020-47, which is an adoption of the New York State Archives Records Retention and Disposition Schedule, LGS-1. And Councilwoman Selby, plan on taking that item tonight.
Thank you, Supervisor. I would like to make a motion to approve Resolution number 2020-47, which is the adoption of the New York State Archives Records Retention and Disposition Schedule, LGS-1. This resolution will keep accurate disposition and retention record schedules up to date.
I will second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carracini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number five this evening is Resolution 2020-48 for a Town of Boston drainage plan. And Councilwoman Selby, would you like to take that item tonight? Look, Kathy, I think you're still muted.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I would like to make a motion to adopt Resolution number 2020-48, which is authorizing the engineering services agreement for developing a report for stormwater management improvements and implementation objects options. As per this resolution, it is a fee of $10,000 plus reimbursable expenses, which will be going forward beneficial to the entire town in order to have a plan to secure immediate fundings as per our grant writer. Thank you.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carracini?
I would just like to add that the drainage contractual budget line item is A00-8540-0400, which is what we're using to cover the cost of this work. And with that, I am a yes.
And Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, that is it for new business tonight. So moving on to old business, the only item that we have for old business this evening is Resolution 2020-44. This is for a human resources consultant to come in and help the town of Boston with policies for the COVID pandemic, to assist with we also have a employee manual and other trainings that to get ourselves up to speed with some of these things. And so I'll take this particular item tonight since I brought it up at the last meeting. And again, right now the key components here is that the fee is $125 per week, $6,500 annually, and we're hoping to keep that cost lower. This contract can be changed or ended within a 30-day notice. So there's no long-term contractual commitment. So I would like to make a motion to approve the Human Resources Consultant under Resolution 2020-44.
And I will second that with one notation. We spoke about this earlier today. I'm in agreement with this consultant for a temporary basis. Let's get in, get out what we need to get out of it, get on the right track. And then once we have, once there's an opportunity for Ellie to get trained on some of the things that we've implemented, then, we close this out. But with that, I'm a yes.
Councilwoman Selby?
I also had, I'm a yes. However, I just want to explain, as Mike expressed his concerns, $125 a week, we need to have a monthly report. I want to see what's being done. I want to see progress on a monthly basis, which is roughly $500 a month. I would expect by December, I'm hoping we're done. In addition to that, I'm considering this as a yes also due to the fact of Ellie's pending maternity leave. So we're going to greatly miss her, and I know that there's probably not going to be any full-time person covering, so this will help ease the burden in that department. Thank you. That's my comments on that.
So, Councilwoman Selby?
It's a yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Sorry, my phone, my system was not unmuting me. So we'll move on to reports and presentations. That concludes the town board side of things. Highway Superintendent, are you on the call tonight? Do you have anything to report? All right, with no comment, I'm presuming that Highway Superintendent is not on, but I will add, actually this morning, one of the things that was in the budget for this year is a new roof for the highway barn. I don't want to speak to the highway superintendent, but that is something that was discussed in the budget conversations last year. The quotes that have come back this year are over $22,000. So right now that it's falling under a public works portion of the town's procurement policy. So I actually had the town engineer out on site this morning to create a list that we didn't have to submit out to the vendors now due to the pricing amount we have to pay prevailing wage for the roof, etc. So they took pictures. We're going to do the assessment and come back, and then we'll try to obtain the three additional proposals from hopefully local companies. But that's one of the things that's going on in the highway department. The only other thing I'll report for the highway department that myself and the bookkeeper are still kind of awaiting for is a status on the additional truck that was procured. We still have not received an update or a timeline when that will be coming in. So we're kind of waiting on that information as well. Hopefully we can get some status updates both from the vendor and the other partners there. All right, and so moving on, Councilwoman Sully, do you have anything tonight?
Yes, thank you, Supervisor. I first want to thank you and Ellie for the budget prep information packet. I took a look at it. It's very useful information. It's going to be it'll make it very easy to have these tools in place. So thank you for doing that. In addition, I wanted to hope that next meeting or at the latest September, we can have like face-to-face board meetings. I'm finding this is very difficult because I want to, talk to people face to face, and I'm having a hard time with this. So I don't know. What do you think, Jason? Perhaps next time we can just meet and keep it, distance, wear a mask. I don't know. That's the concern I have. Besides that, I don't have anything to report. I'm happy about the plan, the drainage plan. I'm hoping things will get a little easier going forward. So that's all I have tonight.
Sure, not a problem. I would love to have us back to meetings. The challenge, and I'm sure the public has seen this in other towns as well, that the challenge will be essentially the amount of people allowed into the courtroom. Even with us in there, we still have to meet the 50 person threshold, which or stay under 50 people, which. We haven't had a board meeting with 50 people in it since we all have been in office, I guess I'll say. I don't think we'll have a problem there. The biggest problem is going to be that 6 feet of distancing for the public to come in. I've had these conversations with the zoning board and in planning board chairs. The court offices have already started having some sessions as it is. So what we've done is anybody that's seen any of the Governor Cuomo's addresses where you see this the press distance in their chairs, and some people obviously put some things out on social media with schools, how's it, you know, showing what classrooms might look like with chairs 6 feet apart. Essentially, that's what our board, the town courtroom looks like right now. So unfortunately, the numbers of people is limited. I'm not against having a meeting there at all. I think what might end up happening, actually getting into budget season, is we may need to look into other options as far as even, you know, offering up like streaming, et cetera, so the public who might not be able to attend have a way to view and observe, you know, the meetings from a streaming component. So that's something we'll have to take a look at. But I couldn't agree more with you, Kathy. I would love to get us all back face to face. Try to get us back into our old, you know, old lives in a safe manner, obviously. But that is going to be a little bit of a change for the public. It's not just going to be plentiful seating as it was in years past, unfortunately. So you have my commitment. I'll work on that. All right, Councilman Cardichini, go ahead.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I echo Kathy's sentiments about the drainage program. I'm excited to get that under the way. I know that, you know, I've traveled in the community that Labella was involved in improving in Victor, and it's really been a pretty remarkable program. And if we're able to, you know, study it, get a plan together, and implement it, it's just going to be a great thing for the town. That said, I don't really have anything to report other than it's unfortunate to say, we lost another community member that did a lot for decades. Sandy Hoffman has passed away, and I'd like to have a moment of silence to recognize all of her contributions to not only the local church and the, you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, various sports leagues and things like that, but, you know, just another big hole, you know, that will be in our community. So if you could join me in a moment of silence, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. That's all I have to report tonight.
All right. Thanks very much. Yeah, and very well said, Mike. Certainly a loss, and another loss to our community. So thank you, definitely. Madam Clerk, go ahead.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. The Town Clerk's Office has received the Code Enforcement Officer's Report for June of 2020. And the Connect with Blood Drive will be at the Town Hall next Tuesday, August 11th, from 3 to 7. And please make your appointment directly with Connect Life for that event. And the Town Clerk's Office is open by appointment at this time, but please call us. We are here to help, and most of the time, we are available for an immediate appointment. So that is all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. I'll make it relatively short. The biggest thing that I would like to report on, we discussed this in the work session, but for anyone that has joined recently, the Hillcroft Bridge replacement has steel girders coming in. It'll be on August 14th and again on August 18th. The steel girders are well over 100 feet long, so they will be coming down Boston State Road and then backing down Hillcroft Drive, and then the girders will be placed there for then, of course, proper placement in that area. So that was put out to the town social media page in the town website, and then as the time draws near, we'll probably be utilizing the Code Red notification system just to notify traffic or people passing through the area that the traffic might be you know, restricted or blocked in that area while the flaggers allow the truck to drop off those girders. But anyway, that's just a topic I wanted to touch base on tonight, and I certainly appreciate Erie County reaching out to us and keeping us in the, you know, the loop of communication on some of these larger things that impact our community. there's been a couple of questions regarding congregate dining. The town of Boston still has not received the official approval to open up congregate dining yet from Erie County. We have been in contact with them, and we're, again, so just awaiting that final green light. So once we receive that, we'll put that date on the calendar, and we'll be working with the nutrition staff here at the town hall to notify our seniors of the congregate dining program. In the near future, we're hoping to be able to work with Erie County Department of Health for antibody testing. Please keep a watch on the town Facebook page and the town website for that information. And of course, you know, that'll be reported at a future board meeting once we have some dates and times for that testing that'll be coming here to the town possibly. So again, hopefully that'll come through. And last than not least, you know, Hamburg Schools, I touched base on this the last time. There's just been some parents that have called, surprisingly, the town hall. The biggest concern here in the town of Boston is going to be internet. The topic comes up yet again. So once schools open up, I can assure you that the superintendent for Hamburg Schools is well aware of the internet, or the lack thereof, challenges in the more rural communities. And you know, he's certainly working with the partners just as much as I am, to try to see what we can do to come up with a solution. So I just want to give a brief update on that as well. But that is something that, again, people have reached out, what are we going to do when schools open up and if we don't have internet or don't have decent cell phone service, so our hotspots don't have good data. We're aware of that, and we're trying as hard as we can to try to come up with a solid solution for that. Other than that is all I have. I do want to thank the board for the human resources thing. I know that was something we went back and forth on. But I think, I do promise that we will certainly be in a much better place once that's done. You know, we'll have a solid employee manual, and you know, I'm happy to provide the reports of, you know, what is next, you know, actually needed, you know, from there. So, thank you both for that. And with that, I will call the meeting to an end.
I'll second.
Did you make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion on the meeting. All right, I'll make a motion on the meeting. All right, Councilwoman Selby, yes. Councilman Carducini, yes. Supervisor Keating, yes. Motion carried, meeting adjourned.
Good night, everyone.
This conference is no longer being recorded.
Good night.
Night.